We request all our youth between the age of 12 and 25 to please proceed to the basement. A talk will be held for all our youth in the basement. The remainder of the brothers, they can come forward, keeping in mind those that are still performing salah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد we commence this afternoon's program with some أشعار that will be rendered by حافظ أحمد إسحاق صاحب who is the grandson of the late حضرت مولانا يونس باتيل صاحب رحمة الله عليه We request our youth to please proceed to the basement silently. Inshallah, the program is now commencing in the masjid.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے ترا دل کا لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا ترے ان سے بچانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا ترے ان سے بچانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ بِفَرْدَ حَسِينُ سِوَا تَنْجَ زَمَانَا آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا دو کہ تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا دو کہ تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا
MashaAllah. In the poem of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat mentioned that when a person is unable to protect his eyes, then you find that uneasiness will enter the person. And when a person is able to protect his eyes, then only will a person get sukoon, he will get itminan, and he will get comfort in his life. In the Quran Kareem also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ That O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say to the believers, here our Hazrat explains and he mentions, that here many a times a son, he's involved in some evil. The father feels very, very hard to explain to the son and tell the son that you know what you're doing, this is totally wrong. How can you be involved in such evil? So what does he do? He tells the uncle that you speak to my son. Sometimes he tells his other brother, the elder son, that you speak to your younger brother, you explain to him. So Ya Allah Ta'ala tells Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say to the believers, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ That lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ And protect their chastity. Here also we find there is tarteeb and a certain system which Allah Ta'ala has kept. First Allah Ta'ala says, protect your gazes. And what is the outcome of this? That the chastity of a person will be protected. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he addresses the youngsters and he says, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. That whoever has the ability of getting married, then get married. What is the reason? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرْ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ That this will enable you to lower your gaze and protect your chastity. So in both places, first comes protection of your eyes. And if the eyes of a person is protected, then the chastity is protected. Further Allah Ta'ala mentions in the verse, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ This is most pure for them. And in another verse, Allah Ta'ala says that person that attains this purity, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا then that person is successful. And when a person becomes successful, Allah Ta'ala mentions this in another ayat, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly the believers are successful. And those believers that are successful, what is the outcome and consequence of such believers? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسُ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will inherit Jannat and be in Jannat forever and forever. So protection of the eyes will allow a person to attain success. When a person attains a success, a person will eventually enter into Jannat. So we find it is everything, it starts from the eyes. Inshallah, now we will call upon Mawlana Musa Qaji Sahib, who is the Ustad of the Madrasa, also a Khalifa of Hazrat, and Mawlana is also in charge of the Khanqa, taking care of the programs, etc. We will call upon Mawlana to now address us.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمستفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الفضل والكرم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Inspected Ulama, elders, brothers in Islam, doing a muzakara, revision of whatever ta'limat, whatever we have learned from our Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and our Shaykh, our beloved and honorable mentor Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Ta'un Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, amongst his fundamental teachings, which every day in the Khanqa used to be mentioned, was that if people do four actions, they will become a wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then the four actions are, very very simply, one is to keep a full beard. And in today's time, alhamdulillah, there is an environment, becomes easier to keep a beard. Number two, to keep the trouser above the ankles. Number three, to protect one's gaze. And number four, to protect one's heart of all evil thoughts. And sometimes Hazrat used to go in Josh, and Hazrat used to say, that if one action you got in your life, one action, look after your gaze, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the highest levels of wilayat. And once Hazrat mentioned, that whatever ranks Allah had given me, whatever spiritual benefits I have got, it is only because of looking after my gaze. Once Hazrat Mir Sahib was the Khalifa and Khadim al-Khas of Hazrat Shah Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, said that Hazrat in his whole life from the time he became Baligh, not once ever intentionally he looked at a non-mahram woman. So what a perfection that is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Hazrat says, say, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. You make tawbah, Allah is, you are like a person who has not made any guna. So Allah will make you of those people also. So anyhow, inshallah, we will just recite one ayat of the Qur'an Sharif and a small explanation of the ayat of the Qur'an, and the knowledge of the Qur'an is so great and so much of detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, as Mawlana Muhammad Desai mentioned, that in the Qur'an Sharif, normally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, generally in the Qur'an Sharif. And this is a great honor and respect where Allah ta'ala addresses the people of Iman. In the past kitabs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would address the Anbiya alayhim salam, O Nabi, tell the people. But in the Quran Sharif, up to about 80 places, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the speciality of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where directly we are addressed, Allah ta'ala addresses the believers. But in this ayat, Allah ta'ala doesn't address the believers directly. As Mawlana mentioned, that this was a ajib point Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullah took out, that he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels shy, that my bandas, I'm watching you. I'm looking at you, like you are walking with your father and there's a beautiful girl walking there. And now you're looking at her and you're gazing at her, you feel ashamed. And the father will give you one, he feel ashamed to tell his son also, that my son, how can you look at this woman? I'm standing right in front of you. So as if to say, Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, I'm feeling shy. How can you look at this woman? So O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm feeling shy to tell them, O Nabi of Allah, you tell them. قل للمؤمنين, and not to all the people, tell the believers, people who have got iman in them, who are prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say to them, what you must say to them, يغدوا من أبصارهم, lower some of your gazes. Ya Hazrat says, our Hazrat, salam wa barakatuhum, that Allah ta'ala didn't say close your eyes. Because now you're closing your eyes, you see one woman coming, you close your eyes, you knock her right into her. You fall on top of her, she falls on top of you, the whole object is defeated and the purpose is defeated. He says, lower your gaze. So Hazrat mentions once there was an alim in Zimbabwe, Manana Bahadur Sahib, very old alim, he came to Madrasa also and he gave a bayaniya. So he said, he told Manana one day, Hazrat, you know, the people of the car manufacturers, they learn from the Quran Sharif, how to manufacture cars, how to manufacture cars. So Hazrat said, what do you mean by this? So he says, no, you don't see in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that kulli al-mu'minina yakhudhu min abusareen. He says, when a person is driving, in the night time, a person who's got normal lights, then he puts on his brights. And now he's driving, he can see everything very, very clearly. But as he's driving and he sees another car coming in the opposite direction and the brights are also on there. So what does he do? He dips his lights. And the other car also dips his lights. So when they dip their lights, they are able to pass one another very, very nicely, comfortably. But if you don't dip your lights, and your lights are, the bright lights are on, the other person can't see, you can't see, you'll knock into that car, you'll damage, you'll kill your family, the other family will be destroyed. What a big accident there will be. So you see the lesson out of the Quran. Lower your gazes. When you are walking, your bright lights are on. And that woman is walking, her bright lights are on. Now if you're going to look into her, she'll look at you, you'll become dazzled. There one family was destroyed, here your whole life will be destroyed. Your iman can be destroyed. Your generations can be destroyed because of this evil action. So he says, lower your gazes. And lower, Allah Ta'ala said, Yahuddu. Hazrat says, so easy Allah has made it. That for example, there are riots. So when there's riots, a person has to go outside. He has to press, in the past they had the shutters. You have to go press a button. But here Allah has made it so easy. Just with the thought. A person just thinks and immediately he can close his eyes. So easy it is. Allah didn't make it difficult. Allah put one button under our feet or behind our knees. Now we're going, we're bowing down. We trip, we fall. She thinks that, you know what, this man is falling head over heels in love with me or something like that. Nothing like that. Allah has made it so easy. Flick of a thought and a person closes his eyes. And if this is the only reason why we should come to the khanka, this is sufficient. Every one of us, let us look into our lives and see that how much of this quality we've got within ourselves. That's one thing. Just to lower our gazes, to protect our gazes. And this is one of the easiest actions. Namaz, have to make wuzu, come to the masjid. So much of effort a person has to make. And all other actions of ibadat. This is such an easy action. Just close your eyes. As I say, it's so easy. Allah is that boss who will give a person free of charge. Allah is giving the best. Person, don't do no work. I'm giving you the highest wages. Don't make guna. Don't look at haram. And I'm going to give you the highest wages. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَخُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Some of your gazes, 99% of gazes are made halal for you. 99% of gazes. You can look at the earth, look at the skies, look at the ocean, ponder about the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Look at the different sceneries. Look at your parents. As soon as you look at your parents, وَثَوَابَ فُوَحَجٍ حَجٍ Umrah is written for you. Look at the Quran Sharif. Look at the face of an alim. You will get reward. Look at the masjid, look at the Kaaba Sharif. Look at how many things you want to. But a few things I've made haram for you. Because it's very, very harmful for you. يُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. Whatever is filthy and dirty, Allah has made it haram for a person. So Allah says, a few things, stay away from it. So what shouldn't a person look at? Ulama say, what Allah Ta'ala has made haram for a person. Firstly, don't look at, especially those we are saliki, and many of us are in the path of tasawuf. So many times shaitan deceives a person. Young boys. Person should be very, very particular. And today in the whole world, homosexuality has become very, very common. So young boys, even looking at pictures of young boys, some people, as yesterday Maulana Hussein Nurat mentioned, how many, a good person, he's looking at pictures of homosexual actions. So if our ulama say, very, very particular person must be. I remember once Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting there and one person came with a young boy, came to give Hazrat Dawud for one Islahi Jalsa. And Hazrat reprimanded him for about 45 minutes. Hazrat was so upset. Hazrat gave him stories of the Buzrugani Deen and the Awliya and how they abstained from it. They were very, very careful and particular. Because according to some mashayikh, with every woman there's one or two shaitan. But with a young boy there's 17 shaitan. So a person has to be very, very particular. A person is teaching in a madrasa, in a Darul Uloom. A person, Haji Farooq Sahib, Dr. Sabir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he went to one madrasa, he gave a bayan and he spoke about the evil of this. The principal became very upset. Why are you speaking about this here? This is a madrasa, people are very pure here. When they went away, they found out that the principal himself was involved with many, many young boys. So shaitan is always there to attack a person. We should be very, very particular. So that is one thing. Secondly, a person should not look even at a male. His satr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our satr is from our navel to below the knee. A person should abstain completely from looking at any other person. Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullahi alayhi was so particular. Our Hazrat mentioned this incident. That once they went on a safar, on a journey. And while they were going on a journey, Hazrat took a lungi. Because there was a boatman there. And the boatman was wearing, they wear shorts. So Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullahi alayhi took the lungi. So our Hazrat told Hazrat Hakim sahab, Hazrat, isn't this about the hulu extra? Because that person is not mukallaf. He is not bound by the laws of Shariat. So Hazrat said, yes, he is not mukallaf, but we are mukallaf. We are bound by the laws of Shariat. We can't look at that man's satr. So that's why I'm giving him a lungi. So he gave him a lungi, please wear this lungi while you are in the ship, so that our gaze doesn't fall on your satr. And he was a non-Muslim person. So how particular a person has to be. Then sometimes you say, no, this girl is a very woman. It's not permissible to look at any woman. Her whole body is not permissible for any man to look at. But today, how common this guna has become, how severe it has become. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five things which will happen. I seek Allah's protection that you get involved in them when these five things happen. He says the first one is when fawahish and immorality becomes common. Open, yu'linu biha, open in the world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send such sicknesses upon you people which you never ever heard of before. This is one, when fawahish becomes open. And today fawahish has become very, very common. A person brings, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a sign of qiyamah is when a man will bring his wife in the shop. A man will bring his wife in the shop, that you must come and work. The shop will become so big, a person will have to bring his woman folk into the shop. This is a sign of qiyamah. And today, it has become very, very common. You see posters, people are saying, advertising, we're having a car group, going from one place to another place, looking for some people, boys, girls, men, women sitting together. A man has got a shop. Never mind his own wife, he's got a khair mahram woman working in the shop. And there's no feeling also, there's no tawbah also. A person doesn't even feel it bad. He talks with her, he jokes with her, he laughs with her. Open sinning has become. And a person doesn't even realize that we are doing a guna, we are doing a sin. So a person's heart is completely destroyed by means of this here. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, lower some of your gazes. Looking at pictures. Many times a person feels it's a small thing. I'm looking at a picture of a pious person. Our Hazrat mentioned that this is the worst guna. This is the biggest sin. I got a picture of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. I got a picture of Mullah Inam al-Hasan sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. I got a picture of Mullah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. Ulama say to take the picture is completely haram. Allah has mentioned severe warnings in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to some ulama, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This ayat of the Quran refers to al-musawwirin, those who take photos. Those people who cause taklif to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah curses them. And Allah has prepared a very severe punishment for them in the year after. So a person should abstain completely from taking photos of any animate objects. And to look at the picture also is also very, very harmful for a person. Once we were by Hazrat Hakim sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, so somebody asked him, that Hazrat, our passport photos, we are forced to take those pictures, we are forced to take those photos. Hazrat said, after that, make tawbah. You take the photos, you are forced to take it, it's a necessity. But it's against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah and say, Allah ta'ala, because of our weakness of iman, we are forced to take these photos. If you don't take and you don't make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness, the severity of that sin will come out of the heart of a person. Then a person will be looking at passport photos, his father passes away, he keeps the passport. He said, no, I'm just keeping it for remembrance. So these are all major sins. So a person has to be very, very particular about this here. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala says, from all of these things, abstain, lower your gazes. يَخُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Some of your gazes. And وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. The first benefit is that a person will be able to protect his private parts. The sin is the protecting of the major sin is zina, protecting of one's private parts. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah says, فَإِنَّ النَّذَرَ بَرِيدُ الزِّنَا. That the gaze is the stairway to zina, to fornication. Hazrat, he mentioned once in Azarbal, that when a person stands at an escalator, so normally you stand on the first step, you just put your leg there, and then what you do, you stand. And immediately, where do you go? You go to the last step. So you see, you just stand at the top, this is the top. The person puts his gaze there. And where does it eventually lead a person to? Leads a person right down into the gutters, into the sewage pipe. And a person's whole life and izzat is destroyed because of this. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala says, first protect your private parts. وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at Quran Sharif. What a short ayat. Allah ta'ala first mentions the command, number one. Second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the benefit. And number three, the third part of the ayat, Allah mentions the ilaj and the cure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what benefit are you going to get? Now you say, what a hard masala, it's so hard to lower my gaze in today's time. We are living so much of guna and sin is taking place there. How am I going to lower my gaze? What benefit am I going to get? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Just look at the benefit and you will see how much of benefit you will get. Then it will become easy for a person. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi mentions three tafsirs. The one tafsir he mentions that atharu min danasir reba. This is complete purity for you. from filth and dirt. It means by looking at woman, you are falling into filth and dirt. And by abstaining from looking, you are becoming a pure person. And every single person likes to be pure in life. Nobody wants to be a filthy, dirty person. A person's heart becomes polluted. A person's mind becomes polluted. A person's eye becomes polluted. A person is thinking now all the time in filth and dirt. He's thinking about other women. He lives such a filthy life, a dirty life. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is complete purity. This is one great benefit. You will become pure. It comes in a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person is spending time with his wife, his halal wife. But in his mind, he's thinking there's another woman there. This person will get the full guna and sin of making a zina, of adultery and fornication. On the other hand, another person, mistakenly he went into the wrong room. It happened in the time of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, that the nikah took place, and the husband and the wife went into the wrong room, the two husbands went into the wrong rooms. So they slept with the wrong lady. But that person thought it was his wife, so there's no guna and there's no sin for that. But if a person now, while he's sitting with his halal wife, and he's thinking of other women, then this person is getting the guna and the sin of zina, of adultery and fornication. So this is one benefit. The other benefit, Allah Malusi rahmatullah alayhi says, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ أَيْ أَنْفَعُ لَهُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا. In their deen also and in their dunya, this is far, far more beneficial for them when a person will protect his gaze. What benefit will a person get? I will just mention a few benefits which we have learned from our Buzrugani deen and our Kabir. The one benefit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, that the gaze is one of the poisonous nazru sahmun min sihami iblis masmumun. The gaze is one of the arrows of shaitan, from the arrows of shaitan, which is very, very poisonous. If a person has got an arrow and he shoots it at somebody, it's very, very harmful. It causes a lot of pain to a person. But when he puts poison at the tip, at the edge of it, that poison doesn't only affect one portion, but it affects every single portion of the person's body. It goes through the whole body. And the poison in a few seconds, it can kill a person. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say it's just an arrow. He said it's a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. مَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي. Whoever for the pleasure of Allah, for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves his gaze. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا. I will change it into iman. يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. He will find the halawat and the enjoyment of iman in his heart. This is the greatest gift. A person will find the halawat and sweetness of iman. Today many, many people say, in my ibadat I don't get enjoyment. Wallahi, in ibadat there is great, great enjoyment. But why are we not getting that enjoyment? Because we are sick. And when a person is sick, he can't eat biryani also. Biryani doesn't taste nice for him. But the minute he gets his ilaj, he is cured and treated, then the biryani says, he said, give me another plate also. Give me a third plate also. So because we've got the sickness in our heart, Allah Ta'ala says that the ladies, فَلَا تَخْضَعَنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. O woman, do not speak in your normal voices. Mulana Shafali Tanvi rahmatullahi says that it's impossible to say, make the tarjuma and translate, that O woman, do not speak in seductive voices. Because this was given to the Azwaji Mutahara, they were commanded. They do not speak in your normal natural voices, because the normal natural voice of a woman got attractive feature. It encourages a person, entices a person normally. So don't speak in your normal voices. Because why? فَيَسْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. That man in whose heart there is a sickness, he will get desire for you. So it shows in man's heart there is a sickness, a man will start thinking now of this woman. So similarly from here we learn also, that just to listen to a woman's voice, and if a woman is beautifying her voice, whether it's on a radio station, wherever it can be, in the name of deen also, it's not permissible for a man to listen to that, because automatically the desire will come within a person. I know myself once, there was a program, one lady, she comes on one of the radio stations and she gives bayans, and she came to Azadwal. And so many men were getting so excited when they're just hearing that this woman is coming to Azadwal, because they hear her on the radio, they say, what a voice she's got, how she speaks. So it shows that sickness is within man. So to listen to this also is completely not permissible. The ulama say, the fuqaha say, to give azan is makruh for a woman. For her to, if she's standing namaz, reading namaz, even behind her husband, she should not answer and tell her husband if he makes a mistake. She should slightly tap her hands tap her hands. She goes for hajj. Labbaik, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hajj is labbaik, you must scream loud. But in hajj, the woman's labbaik is caught softly. All the aspects of deen, we can see that the woman has to be concealed and kept away. So to listen to a woman's voice also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the ears is also a form of zina. It's a form of fornication. So a person should abstain from it. This will also cause harm to a person's spiritual self. Anyhow, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in this hadith, the first benefit is a person will get the halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, it has been mentioned that the person in whose heart the halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman enters, that inshallah it will never ever come out from there. And in this day, basharat, there is glad tidings that the person will leave this world with iman, when the sweetness of iman comes into him. Number two, benefit number two, a person will get itminan e qalb. Yesterday, Mawlana Hussein mentioned in great detail that by sin, a person will never ever get satisfied. But if a person wants happiness of the heart, it is only by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will look, it is like a person drinking sea water. When a person drinks sea water, he gets more thirsty. For a short while, the thirst is quenched. But then he wants more, and he wants more, and he wants more. It is never ever quenched. When a person looks at one woman, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, that if a man makes zina with every single woman on the surface of the earth, and there's only one woman left, he will think to himself that maybe that enjoyment which I am looking for is in this last woman. So a person will never ever get happiness unless he doesn't leave this guna in the sin. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the remembrance of Allah, in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, will hearts find contentment. And today the more we are getting involved in guna and sin, this is why the heart is not content of a person. Benefit number three. This is a very benefit in this dunya a person will get. One's wife will become very, very beautiful for that person. And a person will get the enjoyment in his wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying on hadith, La taznu. Do not make zina. Do not fornicate. Do not commit adultery. Otherwise, فَتَذْهَبَ اللَّذَّةُ نِسَائِكُمْ. The enjoyment of your woman will be taken away from you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so and so person made zina. He made zina, he fornicated. His wife went and made zina also after the death. The woman became involved in zina and fornication. So if we are making zina with our eyes also, the ulama mentioned a very ajib point, very beautiful point. They say that everything in life has been written. It's muqaddar for us. Whatever we got in life. Example, it's written for you, you're going to earn R1 million. You are definitely going to earn your R1 million. But you got a choice how you're going to earn it. You can either choose it in a halal way or in a haram way. You got a choice. But you are definitely going to earn your R1 million. If you decide to rob the bank, you'll go rob the bank, you'll make your R1 million tomorrow. They'll lock you up in jail. For the next 20 years, you got your R1 million, but you're locked up in jail. Another man decides to earn it in a halal way. So he works every month. After 20 years, he also got that R1 million. But he got it with izzat and respect. So whatever is written for you, you are definitely going to get it. Only that amount, no more. Similarly, how much of enjoyment you are going to get in your life is written. How much is written. But you've got the choice now to take it in the halal way or the haram way. If you're looking at 20 women in a day, all that enjoyment of the day which was written for you is finished now. Now you're going home, you're looking at your wife, there's no enjoyment there. Our Hazrat mentions a beautiful example. He says a person goes to shop. He's a very poor person. And he goes in the morning, he takes his dal roti with him. He's a very poor person. And his friend has got lovely biryani. His friend got lovely akni there, other friends of his. So now he goes, and 1 o'clock comes lunchtime, and he's getting the smell of the biryani. He's getting the smell of the akni. So he says, hey, this is very nice. So now with an excuse, he goes to the person, Samafa, what's the time? Just with the excuse. So the person says, hey, why don't you join me for lunch? He says, your food looks very delicious. He says, no, join me. He says, no problem. He sits with him, he eats nicely. Now he doesn't want his dal roti. He goes home at 5 o'clock, he's full now, he ate lovely biryani, he went to his other friend, he ate akni there. Now he goes home, his wife says, what have you got? She says, dal roti. He gets upset with her, what's wrong with you, every day dal roti. And now he's finding fault with the food. But if that same person, his friend was having his meals, he said, no, I'll go in the masjid, I'll sit and make my zikr, I'll make my tilawat of Quran Sharif, I won't join him. I won't go and have his biryani and his akni. I'll sit in the room, make zikr of Allah, I'll stay hungry, never mind. Now he goes home 5 o'clock. Now the wife says, I got dal roti. And he'll eat it. What relish. What enjoyment. So similarly, every person has got desire of woman in his life. So if that person is going around, and he's looking at all the biryanis, he's looking at all the aknis, all the women who are dolled up, they're all the biryanis and aknis. So now he's looking at all the biryani and aknis. Now when he comes home, he's got dal roti there. Now that person is not going to be happy. His wife looks like dal roti. But if the whole day he looked after himself, he protected his gaze. Now when he comes home, his wife doesn't look so pretty. But Allah will put the beauty in that wife. She will look the most beautiful for him, the most attractive for him. So one person wrote to Hazrat Ami rahmatullah alayh. He said, Hazrat, now I've become better. I'm starting to get the quality of taqwa within myself. I'm staying away from guna. So I thought now I'll be more in ibadat. I won't be worried so much about other things. My love for my wife is increasing so much. I only want to look at her. I'm getting so much of enjoyment in her. I'm getting frightened. Is this a bad thing? So Hazrat Ami rahmatullah alayh wrote back to him, see, this is the exact object. This is what Allah Ta'ala will give you. That love which you have got for your wife, our Hazrat mentions, Allah will write it in his love. The person is making love to his wife, he's holding his wife, he's looking at her. He will get the reward according to some narrations. When a man looks at his wife with mercy, Allah Ta'ala with love, Allah's special mercy comes on that family. So this is the third benefit a person will get. When a person will look after his eyes, Allah will give him that enjoyment in his wife. Otherwise he will look at all the other women. But that enjoyment in your wife will be taken away from you. What enjoyment is there at home? The house was a place, لِتَسْكُونُوا إِلَيْهَا. And a person was the nikah was fully taskunu ilayha, where a person could get sukoon, a person could get peace of mind and pleasure. And when a person is doing haram, one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if two people have got love for one another, فَيُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَهُمَا, and then there's some problems between the two, it is because of a guna and a sin which one of them have done. So the day you go home and your wife is upset with you, think, today I did some guna. I did some guna today, I was looking at that woman. That is why today my wife is, she's causing some harm to me. A person must always take it upon himself, it's my guna, my sin. That's the fourth point also, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عِفُّ تَعِفُّ نِسَاءُكُمْ. You stay pure and chaste, your wife will remain chaste and pure, your woman. And birru abaakum tabarrukum abnaakum. You look after your parents, your children will look after you. There's a famous thing in the Arabic language, kama tadinu tudanu. As you do, so will be done to you. You look after your eyes. One person there was, he used to work out. So one day he came home and his wife was crying. He said, why are you crying? She said, there's one man, for the past 20 years, he comes every day, he's a blind person. And every day he used to come and fill up water in our houses. This happened in the past, when he used to come and fill up water in the house. So he came as normal, but today something overcame him. So while he's filling water, he came towards me and started touching me and holding me. And I got a shock, I started screaming, he got frightened and he ran away. But first time he touched me, I'm a ghair mahram woman he's not supposed to touch. I'm very, very perturbed and I'm very, very worried about this. So the man started crying. He said, you know, today I sell jewelry. So one woman came in the shop. And she was very, very pretty. I looked at her hands and she wanted to try some bangles. So I said, no, I'll try the bangles on for you. And I started pressing her hands and putting the bangles in nicely. So the immediate effect of it is that this man came and started doing it with you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you do like right. You protect yourself. Your woman will remain chaste and pure. Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, Jamal Barakat, mentioned this incident last year in Azadwal. He said there was an alim. He was a young person. He was qualified, but he wasn't married still. So unfortunately, he got involved with the wrong lady. And the elders of the town, when they heard about this, they got worried about him. And you see, they were intelligent people. They made mashwara, they got together. And then eventually they called him. They got one very pretty girl for him. And they got him married to her. But anyhow, he was already involved in this evil action of zina, fornication with another evil woman. So what he used to do, he used to call this woman home. His own wife, make his wife cook for her. And then after the chase her out of the house, and sit with this woman and fulfill his desires with this woman. He says, the people, they couldn't take this anymore. He was the alim of the town. Eventually they got rid of him. They said they fired him and they sent him somewhere else. Anyhow, he went somewhere else with his wife. And he lived like this. He continued doing this action. So one day somebody went to meet him and now he had grown old. Now that same person, they see him out of the house. So they ask him what happened. He said, my wife fell in love with another man. So now I have gone old. I cannot do anything. So whenever she wants to, she calls the man to the house and she kicks me out of the house. So as you do, it will be done upon you. So this is the fourth benefit. If you are chaste and pure, Allah Ta'ala will keep your wives chaste and pure. The fourth benefit is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give that person the basirat and understanding in the heart. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, a person will look after his gaze. أَوْرَتَهُ اللَّهُ نُورًا فِي بَصِيرَتِهِ. Allah will grant him nur and light in his heart. So we'll get understanding. Allah will open up understanding and reality to that person, which other people can't see. A person will see the dunya and the reality of the world will become open to that person. He will start understanding the temporary life of this world and the foolishness of the people who are running after this woman. And all this will come to a person and he will look at the people and feel, these people are so foolish. Can't they understand such simple things? Why are they falling in this evil and this guna? This is the fifth benefit. Sixth benefit, Buzurgani Deen have mentioned, whenever a person has got desires and at that moment he controls his desire, whatever dua he makes, his dua is readily accepted. So if you are walking, and now a woman is walking in front of you, a pretty woman is coming, that moment lower your gaze and make whatever dua you want to. Say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my marriage, make my wife look much more beautiful for me. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Jannah give me so many quors, much, much more better than this woman. If I look at her, I'm not getting anything. But whatever dua a person makes at that moment, oh Allah ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, give me far, far greater than this. As I mentioned to some of our students, the friends, in Jannah is a place where a person can enjoy as much as he wants, whatever you want in there. I say, if you want to watch a movie, a film, everybody's talking about it. So just write it down. And say, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to watch this film, yeah. But for your fear, I'm abstaining from it. I'll stay with this haram. So in the year after, Ya Allah, all these movies, whatever they're watching, I'll watch it there on the big screen. And I say, in Jannah, it's so nice also. Never mind watching the movie, you can take part in the film. You can be the main actor also. So a person will ask, what enjoyment? And a person is writing an examination. So he tells his students, yeah, I can't watch movies this week. We'll tape everything. Next week we'll watch it. I got an exam for 6-7 days. Then we can watch everything that's there. So this year, 7 days now in this dunya, I'm living for a few days. Just keep everything there. After my imtihan is finished, then I can watch all of this. All the cricket matches you wanted to watch, all the soccer matches. You can keep all the scores. You can be the main batsman. You can be the main goal scorer there. Number one in the world. Why must we waste our time in this dunya for all of these things? So a person makes dua. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, mentions it's the Buzrugani Deen's tajruba, the experience of the Buzrugani Deen. At the time of the desire of guna, whatever duas are made, and the person abstains from the guna, his duas are readily accepted. Benefit number 7, on the day of Qiyamah, many, many people will be crying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every eye will be crying on the day of Qiyamah. إِلَّا مَنْ خَدَتْ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. That person will lower his gaze from the thing which Allah made haram. There are other people also, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, a person who is crying for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, that person also will be saved. A person whose eyes are awake in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he's keeping awake in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But one is a person who lowers his gaze from the haram things. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will save their eyes from crying. Benefit number 8, which is inshallah the last benefit we will mention here, is that ulama have mentioned, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. That whatever good a person does, he will definitely see the benefit of it. They say in this world, when a person will lower his gaze from looking at haram, Allah will give him the reward of looking at Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for each gaze on the day of Qiyamah. So imagine looking at Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You are, instead of looking at one filthy, dirty woman, as Mawlana Abdul Rahman used to mention to us when we were in Pakistan, he said, don't look at the Qura'een, the women who are made of sand. Look at the Qura'een, the beautiful woman of Jannah. So, and imagine, this is the Qura's. Imagine looking at Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The greatest gift which will be in Jannah will be to look at Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So what a great bounty a person will get. So every gaze, think now, if instead of looking at this woman, I'm going to see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And it's a few days of sabr. And what benefits a person will get, the enjoyment of iman, the itminan qalb, the love of his wife, du'as accepted, so many benefits a person will get. A small imtihan. Allah Abu Sayyid rahmatullah alayhi says, النفس كالطفل. The nafs is like a small child. In tuhmilhu. If you leave that child to drink the milk, the child thinks that the milk is the most enjoyable thing in the world because it hasn't tasted other food as yet. If you don't wean the child off, and wean the child will take a few hours, a few days, and the child will scream the house down. You normally, the people nowadays, they send to the in-laws' house. It's easy. You have a nice sleep, let the in-laws say it's their problem. So, the nafs is like that small child. If you leave that nafs like that, that nafs will continue. The child will grow up 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, he's still got a bottle in his mouth. But if you make that mujahada, a little bit sacrifice, a small sacrifice, in taftimu yanfatimi, the moment you wean the child off, the child will become weaned off. What you do now, you introduce the child to samosas, fajar, biryani. He thought before there was only one enjoyment, only milk. Now you are introducing him to an enjoyment, a variety of food, thousands of delicacies. You leave that one, thousands of things will be opened up for you. That person who is nabaligh, who is not baligh still, how are you going to explain to him that what is enjoyment of buluv, getting married? He says, I'm playing with my marbles. I'm getting enjoyment here. He's looking at the baligh. That boy is getting married tonight. And he's sitting and thinking about his beloved. He's thinking, what I'm going to get? He says, bhai, come play with us marbles. He says, bhai, what are you talking about marbles? I'm enjoying myself here. So those people who are not baligh still, they look at the awliya Allah. These people are abstaining from their gunas and their sins. What a miserable life they're living. What a difficult life they're living. They don't understand. These people have become baligh. The enjoyment they are getting is far, far superior. Allah has made a small test in this dunya. Small test. Because otherwise every person will say they want to have the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah said, the small test I'm giving you, these women are walking on the street, all these painted dollies, don't look at them. I've given you halal, suffice yourself on your halal. I am prepared to give you so much of enjoyment. All that biryani, that akni, that samosas, whatever, there's thousands of delicacies. Just lower your gaze. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the unending, Inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. What's the ilaj? What's the cure for this year? How will a person come to know? How will a person save himself? This number one is the yaqeen that's coming to a person. Inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is fully aware exactly of what you are doing. As Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, that Inna Allah khabirun bi ijalati nazar. Allah is fully aware exactly how your eyes are making jawla. Jawla means gush. How he's moving around this way, that way. Person is walking. Shalmaf is a car, a white Nissan, DTJ657MP, blocking a car. We have a humble request to move urgently. DTJ657MP. See, so Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah, Allah is watching exactly the jawla, how your eyes are moving around here and there. You are walking with your wife, and you are outwardly you are showing your face down, but you see somebody walking. Now your antenna is lifted up, slightly looking, trying to check who that woman is. So Allah Ta'ala is fully aware exactly how your eyes are moving. Bi ijalatin nazar. وَبِإِسْتِعْمَالِ سَائِرِ الْحَوَاسِ how all your other limbs are working also. Allah is fully aware of the day. How a person's ears, what is a person listening to? Why is he listening to that? How is it, what he's smelling? He's walking past that woman with ether and that perfume. And now he's smelling that and getting great enjoyment. Sometimes people, my friend Ahmed Ansari, he mentioned, there's one person, he can look at a woman's feet and he can recognize exactly who this woman is. Kadam Shanas. So how shaitan deceives a person? Just looking at a woman's feet, know exactly who this woman is. Not looking at the face. So how shaitan deceives a person? This lust is within every person. Allah is fully aware. Exactly all the other limbs of your body, how you are moving them, all your other senses. When a person is touching, when a person is feeling, Allah is fully aware. بِتَحْرِيكِ الْجَوَارِحِ Allah is fully aware exactly how your limbs are moving. When a person is walking in that direction, that woman is coming there, and how he's walking in the same direction, Allah is fully aware of that day. And not only that jawarih, that limb which is in your trouser, Allah is fully aware exactly how it is moving. Nobody else can see it. And a person is getting the wrong thoughts, Allah is fully aware. وَمَا يَقْصُدُونَ بِذَلِكَ Allah is fully aware exactly of what you are intending by this action. Allah is fully aware that your intentions, if I caught this woman in the corner, what I should do, whether you're sitting and fantasizing, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. And then the ulama say, Hazrat, we learned this from him, they don't look at it in a negative light, look at it in a positive light. Allah is fully aware exactly how your eyes are moving. That woman is walking and how you turn your eyes away, Allah is fully aware of the day. Allah is fully aware exactly how you're using all your other hawas. That woman's voice is coming, you put the radio off and you move away from there. Allah is fully aware of that. Allah is fully aware exactly when that smell is, that woman is coming with the perfume, you close your nose and you move away. Nobody else in the world can see you, Allah is watching you. Allah is fully aware exactly that woman is coming in this direction, you move in the other direction. The people of the world would say you're a stupid fool, you're an idiot. But Allah is fully aware of the day. Allah is fully aware of what your intention is. Your intention is, Allah must become happy with me. Allah is fully aware of that. Inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. This is one ilaj. Number two, the next ayat Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Every one of you must make tawbah. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, in the matter of desire and lust, because they are so daqeeq and so fine, every one of them, every person nearly is caught up in the day. So Allah says, every one of you have to continuously make tawbah. You walked out in the street, even though you moved your gaze away, but that slight amount came. The camera of the eye is so powerful, it took that snap in 1 second, and now a person turned away, but he's sitting and thinking about her. And that enjoyment is getting in his heart. Person is walking in the supermarket, the picture of that woman he saw goes into the mind of a person, starts playing in the person's mind, his thoughts. So Allah Ta'ala says, number two, every one of you make tawbah. Continuously make tawbah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا And if you got this problem, continuously make tawbah. Hazrat Hakim al-Matani rahmatullah has given one ilaj. It's a long bayan. But he says, a person who makes tawbah every day, read 2 rakats namaz, make tawbah and cry to Allah Ta'ala, I'm in this guna, I'm in this sin. He says, within 3 months, I guarantee you, you will see how Allah will give you such himmat and such courage, which you yourself will be shocked how you'll be able to leave guna and sin. So number two, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا Number three, stay in the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying in their company, himmat will be created within a person. That courage will come within a person. It becomes very, very easy for a person now to abstain from guna and sin. But a person has to continuously come in the sohbat of the Buzrugani deen. And not only that, one is a person stays in the company. But when a person is sick, Hazrat mentions many times, a person comes to the doctor and he tells the doctor, you know, mashallah, my heart is okay, my liver is okay, my legs are okay, my brains are okay. But the problems which he got, he's not saying. He says, no, I feel shy because it's in a very private place. I can't mention it to the people. But your sickness will remain with you forever. If you got the sickness, you go to the spiritual doctor, you say, I've got the sickness. And whatever ilaj is giving you, cure is giving you, try to follow it. The medicine sometimes is a bit better, slightly better. But take that small amount of medicine, that bitter tablet, and you'll see within a few hours, a person is far better. So a person who's got the sickness, he should make mashwara with his sheikh, with the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask them for their du'as. Number four, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ If it wasn't for the mercy of Allah and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, nobody's tazkiyah could ever have been made. Nobody could have become pure. So together with all of our efforts we are making, make dua and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must help. And the last point, which our Hazrat mentioned, many, many times he has mentioned, a very simple thing also, but if a person makes amal, Hazrat says once he gave a bayan here, and he spoke, it was a nikah bayan. So in the bayan he mentioned, that if a person does in namaz, he looks after his gaze in namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him out of namaz to look after his gaze. So Hazrat says, he gave the bayan, he says in postures when we are standing in our takbir at tahrima, make sure our gaze is at the place of sajda. When we go into ruku, at our feet. When we go into sajda, towards our nose. And he says, most people at that time, they close their eyes. When we go into sajda, we should abstain from closing our eyes. Look down, try to focus towards the tip of our nose. And when a person is in tashawud, towards the lap. And with the time of making salam, towards the shoulders. Hazrat mentions it many times. Don't try and take roll call, check up who came for Fajr Namaz today, looking this side, that side. Or at Taraweeh time, as Mawlana Hussain Lulat mentions, then a person, for example, is sitting, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then he faces towards the left, and then he turns again the third salam to check up the time, how long the Imam Sahib took for the 2 rakats of Taraweeh Namaz, 4 rakats. So you say, no, look at our shoulder, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. At the shoulder the person must look, the angels are there. If a person looks after his gaze in these postures of Namaz, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come to him out of Salah. And Allah will help and assist the person. Hazrat says, I mentioned it in the Bayan, yeah? And one brother, he came to me after a few while he phoned Hazrat in the office and told Hazrat, and he was a very pious person and he had fikr for his Islah. He said, I had this problem with my gaze. I couldn't control my eyes. So what I did was, because to save myself, I got a second nikah. I got married a second time. But even with my second nikah, I still could not control my gaze. So then, when I heard this in your Bayan, and I started making amal upon it. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat and blessings of this, Allah Ta'ala has saved me from this guna and sin. So because, by just looking after one's gaze in salah, such a simple action. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability. As we mentioned in the starting, Hazrat Rakim Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that just this one action comes into a person's life. He says, I guarantee you, you become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole of deen will become easy for a person to practice. He says, if a person can carry the bull, then for him to carry a sheep and a chicken is very, very easy. So once a person has carried this, and it's not difficult at all, just a few days of mujahada, a few days of sacrifice. Once a person becomes habituated, becomes part of one's nature, then to look at haram becomes difficult for that person. Then when a person looks at haram, his eyes will start paining. Because now, when a person is walking outside, and there's dust flying, immediately a person's eyes closes. And if he leaves it open, the dust flies inside, and a person feels the effect of it. When the nur of iman comes in a person's heart, and a person can feel that nur of iman, and the minute he looks at haram, and he can feel that nur coming out of his heart, the darkness coming into him, immediately a person will realize that, you know what, there's something definitely wrong here. A person will start looking after his gaze much, much more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself through the barakat of this majalis. Firstly, myself, I am most in need of it. We have to keep reminding ourselves, because this is not a thing which comes once in a while. It's a daily occurrence, every single day, every one of us is faced with this year. And outwardly we can show, have a big show of piety myself. I can give a big bayan and the benefits of it. But to bring amal into our life, and to make that himmat and courage, a person has to lift it up and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and assistance. May Allah ta'ala, through the barakat and blessings of these gatherings, through the barakat of our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sa'ad wa barakatum, through the barakat of the Khanka and all our mashayikh, Allah ta'ala accept this from us and give us the tawfiq and ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.